All right, good evening, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa CHB Sports Connection for our 2025 Sun Bash Media Day, live from our Body Armor Coca-Cola studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, voted number one by USA Today as America's favorite local sports bar. I'm Brad Richardson. On the controls are Jake Magruder, our social media gurus Tristan Kennedy and Father Ray Kennedy. This show is sponsored by Coca-Cola, Body Armor, and of course, the Sun Bash, powered by Hoop Vibe. Tonight, 12 teams from across the Tampa Bay area, players and coaches, join us to talk about the season ahead and, of course, their excitement for the Sun Bash tournament, which will take place from January 1st till the 3rd at Northside Christian School in St. Pete. And, of course, now it's time to introduce the main guy here, the man with the plan, founder, and, of course, good buddy here, Jake Perper. Jake, we're back.
How's it going? Yeah, we got Mo Spates here from Northside Christian, head coach, and then we got Larry Murphy from Gibbs High School. So we'll just get rolling here. Practices start next week. What are you guys, I'll start with Mo. What are you guys excited about as coaches? Falls in the rearview mirror. What are you excited about the most for this upcoming season?
Just the excitement of getting these guys in the gym, getting ready to prepare for something. This has been my first year just coming from college. I look at it a little different. So I'm just excited to get the guys in the gym and get prepared for the season.
What about you, Murph? You know, obviously you guys were very, very successful last season, three seasons. You got some younger guys now that are stepping up into that role. Well, how do you feel about things this season?
Well, we're excited to continue the success we've had the past few years. I mean, we've got a young group this year, but, you know, the group is used to winning. I mean, our returning guys, they've been a part of two state championship appearances, so they're just ready to show everybody what they can do.
Yeah, 100%. I think in the fall league, both your teams kind of got better as things went on. You guys were able to play so many guys that probably won't play during the season, but it was pretty good reps for them, some of those younger freshmen and things like that. You know, take me through the current recruiting landscape as a high school coach. I'll start with you, Murph, because you've been a high school coach longer. Dealing with transfers in high school and the difficulties of navigating just the college recruiting market as a coach trying to push players with the transfer portal so crazy, like, you know, take me through that and kind of how different it is now than it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, I mean, I think that the NIL has changed a lot in the transfer portal. So now I think the kids have to get out, you know, on the travel ball circuit to be seen in different markets because the coaches really don't come to high schools anymore to watch kids. So they really have to get out on the travel circuit. And then with the NCAA opening up the high school period in June, those couple of weekends, I think that's helped a lot where they're able to see kids play with their high school teams in a more structured setting.
And the same question for you, Mo. Obviously, you were a college coach. You know, had a successful career in the NBA. Just coming to high school, how do you feel having all that, you know, optics in your eyes of how different it is as a high school kid trying to get recruited?
No, that's a good question. Like I said, I see it a little different because of just coming from that level. So when I'm coaching my guys to be prepared for college, not really winning because winning comes with it. So just seeing the new rule just came out, these G League guys go to college, just shows you it's getting harder and harder for guys at our level. So you just got to separate ourselves. What's going to make our guys stick out compared to everybody else in the country? And that's the biggest thing every day I prepare about is how can I get you ready for college and not just winning? So that's the biggest thing.
And kind of following up with that, like how do you do that for a player, you know, at your school who maybe doesn't know much outside of this bubble of the Tampa St. Pete area? Like how do you get him seen as a high school coach?
Man, honestly, me and Murph always talk about this, is film don't lie. You just got to show film. You got to be able to go to these college practices and really just keep teaching them every day. You know what I mean? And like I said, I got a different cheat code to our team because I'm just coming from that level. I know what these coaches want and I know what they need. So for us, man, just really just watching film on a daily basis, showing them theyself and see how they look on film so they can see like, oh, these college coaches, this is what they're looking at. This is how I look on film. So it's tough, but it's different. It's definitely ways you can navigate through it.
And Murph, for you, playing in the Sun Bash, I know you guys played in the first year. You've played the last 3 years. You know, the Blake Gibbs rivalry, you know, we'll talk about that at some point, but it's kind of diminished. What's been your favorite memory as a coach, just kind of outside looking in for your group?
I mean, I think, you know, you touched on the Blake Gibbs rivalry. the last 3 years, I mean, it's been good for the area. I mean, we really haven't had a real robbery over here in the city, so the Blake Gibbs game has been like the game that everybody in the area wanted to see for the past 3 years. And then last year, you know, with state title implications, you know, added to the hype for the game. So that's probably the best memory, just playing against Blake these past few years.
And then the same question for you. You were obviously just there hanging out, you know, watching games and probably recruiting some guys. But, you know, what was your favorite, you know, moment that you've seen as just kind of a fan?
No, I've been following it for years. Kind of been part of it a little bit on the small end. But I'm just happy to be in it. I'm glad it's at our gym. I'm just excited for you to see how you keep building over every – building from the bottom up and keep going every year. I remember when you first started. And just sees now that just shows what kind of person you are and what kind of connection you have. So we're excited to be in it.
And you got three pretty good primetime games, Boca Ciega, Oak Ridge, Tampa Catholic, and then obviously Gibbs playing Charlotte, Slam Miami, and Tampa Prep. So three pretty good games on the slate for that. Brad, did you have anything before I moved on to the final question?
You know, I just want to touch real quick on the Gibbs-Blake game. I always remember that game is just standing room only. It's loud. It's standing room only. It's very exciting. So I always remember that at the end of the night, it's just always fun to watch. And just, you know, for me, I'm commentating during the game. I'm trying to keep up. Every single step, it was always interesting. So, I mean, how do you keep – let's just talk to you real quick, Murph. How do you keep your guys focused without not letting things get out of hand? Just during the game, just the rivalry, just the tension and all. How do you keep these guys focused?
I mean, a lot of it is our day-to-day work and practice. I mean, we practice every day and prepare for everybody the same. I mean, there are big games on the schedule, but we take every day as a day to get better and to help us prepare for that moment. So when the moment arises, it's really not like a totally big deal for my guys because we're going at it every day.
Absolutely.
I gotta touch on that.
Oh, go for
it. This is my guy, man. We talk every day. He taught me the ropes. He coached me. The biggest thing I always ask, like, when it comes to rival, what makes a rival? Mm-hmm. A pack stands. Florida and Florida State rival is what? They go back and forth. You might win this year. I might win next year. I don't really consider that as a rival. Mm-hmm. Have you ever lost to him?
I mean, Murph wasn't going to say it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's a rival. They just that's a good game to sell tickets. That's what you call it. I don't want to call that a rival.
I think it's an understatement. I think it's a great game.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's always a great game.
You guys have been to Ferg's plenty. What's your go-to meal when you come here?
The medium wings.
Medium?
Yeah.
Not the spicy wings?
No. Medium.
Medium? Okay.
Medium,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just like buffalo shrimp from here.
Okay.
When I used to eat meat, we used to always come here and eat a lot of wings.
Yeah.
And pass that. Yep.
That's really all we had, unless Brad had another question.
I was going to ask real quick, any ranch or blue cheese? No. No?
Yeah, drums are flat. That's the real question. That drums
okay.
Are flat.
Yeah, good point, Jake.
Mixed.
Good point.
That's
mixed.
A good answer. People. Yeah. That's a real debate, though.
Yeah.
I think it's drums, but people are heavy on the flats. So. Mm.
These young guys, man. That's young guy stuff.
You guys have anything else to add about how excited you are about this season? Anything else?
No, I mean, I'm just excited to, you know, be a part of the Sun Bash again this year. And, you know, it's a chance for our fans to see our guys. Although we are a little bit more local this year than we've been the past few years. But it's still a chance for them to see us play against some teams in the area.
Same. I think we got two home games before the Sun Bash. So this is going to be good for our fans to finally come out and see. Next year, we'll definitely change the schedule. But like I told you, Jake, man, I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. I've seen your growth over the years. It was just a conversation that you made to a real-life grind for you. So it's good. Got them all over the country now, huh?
All over the state.
He's a busy man. What can we say?
Well, I appreciate you guys coming, and we'll see you guys when the season starts.
Yes, sir.
Look forward to it. Well, once again, that's Coach Murphy, and of course, new coach here. Of course, new coach here, Mo Speets. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
I said right? Okay, good. I got to make sure. New coaches. I got to learn new names and all that. So, all righty. Well, hey, Jake, we're off to a great start here and all.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. No, not
we'll
bad.
Take it.
Take it all. All right. So, let's see here.
No, they're all up. All three. They're all together.
All right. Right now we're getting our players assembled.
All the teams are together. Yeah, just sit. You sit on the end, dump.
All right.
Sit next to him.
All right. They're coming right in right now. A few familiar faces I'm seeing here, so.
Yeah, speak.
All right.
Hi.
All right, guys.
Mic. Yeah, that can. Whoever wants headphones, go for
right
it.
There. All righty. Because, guys, do you remember fans, family? They're all listening in. So I think it's time to introduce these guys. So just real quick, let's introduce them. We got players here from Northside Christian, Gibbs, and Calvary. So starting right next to me, of course, is our Gibbs players. And all guys, introduce yourselves.
What's up? My name is Brandon Perkins. I'm a junior.
I'm RJ Williams. I'm a junior. I've been with Gibbs since my freshman year.
Awesome. All right.
My name is Ethan Bergantino. I'm a senior, and it's my second time here.
And you play for who, by the way?
Calvary.
All right.
My name is Ethan Sabeck. I go to Calvary, and I'm a senior.
My name is Dominic Walsh. I just came to Northside Christian, and I'm a junior.
My name is Gerald Myers, and I'm a junior. I go to Northside Christian.
All righty. Let's go ahead and get this underway, guys. So first of all, basketball is right around the corner and all that. How excited are you guys?
Very excited.
Oh, come on. You got to get a little louder than that. Come on.
We're ready.
You ready? Oh, that's it? Oh, okay. Man, this room is quiet right now, but we'll get going more and more and all that. So, all right, so just a couple of some questions here for you guys. So it's a new slate for all of you players and all that. So just we're going to start with Gibbs, and we're going to go down the line and everything. So where have you seen the growth from your group here this fall heading into the season? Can you translate into the season?
You know, it's been like a very long off season with new players since, you know, our whole starting five left and everything. We got to just keep working, new chemistry bonds. We got to get everything good and get ready to go for the season.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we be getting better, like, chemistry-wise, and we have definitely been working with each other, like, every day. Like, the work don't stop. So I feel like that's going to translate into the season, like, in a good way because we all work out with each other, like, every day, and we hang out and bond.
Absolutely. All right, Calvary, you're up.
We were all like juniors last year. We haven't like lost a lot of people, so we're gonna have another year like more chemistry and all of that. And we've just been working so much with like conditioning and all of that, and everybody's getting shots up. So I think we're gonna be electric this year.
Mr. Sabeck?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with what Berg said. I really think that this year, with working on our conditioning in the off season, I think we'll be a lot better positioned to start when we get to the games, and then also just the fact that we're all seniors together, like, I really feel like the guys on my team are like my brothers, so I feel like that definitely helps with our chemistry.
All right, Northside.
I think as a team, we're playing very well. I think we have gotten better with our passion of the game and working.
Feedback. All right, go for it. Sorry about that.
Our passion, our want for the ball, and just playing solid defense and continuity as a team.
Yeah, I think that we're getting better as a team and better chemistry over the times of practices and everything. So I think we're going to do good.
You know, you talk about obviously bonding and all that as a team during practices, but I've always known for like bonding to happen outside, like different traditions that you guys do, how you hang out. Like, what's some of the things that you guys do to bond better as a brotherhood and get to know each other better and just make sure things, you know, mesh and click well? This could be some interesting answers here.
All the different things, like, you know, we'll play the game together, play 2K, or we'll all go downtown or something, you know, hang out as a team, bond. I feel like that plays like a big part in it because we all get to know each other and we, you know, get around each other and trust each other more.
Also, sometimes during lunch, players will get in the gym during lunch and just put up shots. Also, we'll like get in the gym together, like on off days, and just put in work together so we can build that more team chemistry together.
All right, let's go down to Calvary.
Honestly, I would just say it's like being together every single day at lunch and like being together every single day at conditioning and like practice and all those things. Just like conditioning together just really bonds us and brings us into a brotherhood. So, all
righty.
Yeah, I would say for us, like when we go to like the football games or the volleyball games, just hanging out together, having fun, you know, going places to eat afterwards. So for that, I've really enjoyed that. And I know that our other players have too. So,
all right. So, building up the student section, it's a trade off. You know,
yeah.
We support you, you support us, yeah, right? All righty. Yeah. All right. What about you guys? Come on.
So, like everybody else said, practices, we get together and we build a relationship, a bond, and off the court, whether it's video games, going to like they said, volleyball games or football games, there's a connection that we all get with each other that is going to be useful in the coming years.
Yeah, basically what JR said. Go out to eat after the games, the practices, and just bonding.
All right. And just kind of jumping in to start with Northside, we'll go the other way. I'm just intrigued by this. You know, you've been there. Dom just got there. But can you take me through how different it is having Mo Spates and how, you know, practices are and the amount of numbers? You guys had like 8 or 9 guys on your team. Now you have, you know, a bunch of guys in the fall league and a bunch of coaches. Just from your perspective, take me through how great that is as a basketball player.
It's everything. It's everything. He's really pushing us every single day to give us our best, and we're doing what we can. And I think we're pushing all of ourselves and going like to what you said with the experience. I think with all these coaches getting us better every day and just being there for us no matter how difficult it can be, they're almost like family to us, you know, rather than just coaches. They're trying to get us to become better men, and that's all I got.
Yeah, it's definitely more work, better, and he just sees everything. He sees everything, and it's like we have so much coaches, so if we do mess up, they see it, and they get on us, and we get better.
And kind of a different question for the Calvary guys. You know, we didn't touch on it, but obviously Ethan Sabeck committed to Princeton. We can all congratulate him for that.
Yeah, come on. Pause right there. Okay, come on.
First off, how does it feel to, like, get that out of the way? Now you can just play with your guys. You know, Bergantino mentioned it about just kind of you guys are mostly heavy, senior heavy, kind of bring a lot of guys back. How does that feel to just get that weight off your shoulder?
Yeah, definitely. I would say feels good. I'm grateful that God gave me that opportunity, and yeah, I think just kind of being able to just focus on be all in on the team, all in on, you know, just being together instead of focusing on like I don't want to say like selfish stuff, but like things that involve more myself. Then I can just focus more on our team as a whole, which I feel like kind of builds our chemistry even better.
Yeah, and the same thing for you, Bergantino, kind of coming back from your torn ACL, kind of the adversity that you hit, you know, what's it going to be like to get back out there?
Yeah, honestly, I'm just going to be more grateful for, like, the time that I get to spend out there, because obviously I missed a lot of, like, the playoffs and, like, all of that last year, and we were heading on a good road, and we're, like, red hot as a team, and then all of a sudden it just goes down. So, honestly, I'm just going to be more grateful out there and just, like, make the most out of every moment.
Yeah, and then for RJ and Perk, obviously you guys were part of super successful Gibbs teams. Now you guys are the guys, you know, got to feel good. What is that feeling like, and how do you think it's going to translate into the season in terms of excitement behind the program?
I think it's great, me personally, because, you know, I've been there since my freshman year, so I've been a role player, and I got to see, you know, what Jacob, Bobby, and Zay, you know, all of them did, like, as leaders and as, you know, leading a team. So I feel like I picked up a few, you know, things that they did that I learned from. And as you say, like excitement-wise, I'm pretty excited for us, and I'm pretty, like, confident that, you know, we're still going to have a great year, even though we don't have the same team that we did last year. I feel like we're doing a very great job, you know, preparing for, you know, our new team and how we're going to play this year.
Same thing that he said. I'm really excited going into this year. Coming from my freshman year, waiting my turn, but now it's my time. So now I got to go out, get everything I got, and hopefully more team chemistry and everything, get team right. Yeah.
And going down the line, I'm just going to ask a Sunbash question. You could do what you want.
All right.
Starting with Perk again, going down the line. Favorite Sunbash memory as a player?
I would probably have to say the game versus Blake.
Good choice.
Which one? Last year?
Last year. Last time with all the seniors, packed stands, just a great environment, I ain't going to lie.
I say my favorite moment is when I went baseline, Dundee versus Blake, because that was a pretty packed game and it was a really big play. So, you know, that was a great memory.
I would have to say the Berkeley game from last year, because I hit the game winner and won the MVP for that game. But it was just a really close game down to the wire, and all the effort just from all the players just came in. So,
yeah, I would probably say the Berkeley game from last year too. It was a back and forth game for sure, and it was just looking back. It was fun playing with these guys together and just getting the win.
I would just say all of last year, Sunbash. That was when we played our best basketball. Eli was going off, you know. So I think that was just a great experience for us, even though we didn't performed throughout the season very well. That was when we played our best. That's when everybody was gelling. Everybody was getting the ball. Everybody was making their plays.
And you haven't played in it, Dom, so what are you excited about most?
To be in it with my team. Just to have fun, really.
You know, Jake, it's definitely a lively environment, and, you know, I want to talk of this. I heard Jacob Daniels mention, okay, and I always know that Jacob Daniels was the one to get the team hyped up. I'll just say that. I mean, he's called Sauce for a reason, and also, so someone here has to take over the mantle and all that. So who's been that guy that stepped up now to be, in essence, the new Sauce Daniels? Who's that guy? Can anyone tell me here who's going to be that guy to hype him up?
I think Burke's got some sauce. I don't know.
Who is it? Wait, who's the guy?
I wouldn't say it's really a guy. I feel like me and Brandon will be, you know, because we had the most varsity experience than anyone on the team. And, you know, I feel like our guys, I know our guys, you know, they have a lot of trust in us. So, and they look up to us. So when they see us, you know what I'm saying, getting hype, doing stuff right, they're going to follow right behind us. So.
Absolutely. All right, come on, guys. There's got to be one guy on Calvary that's already going to hype up the team, that gets everybody up. Come on, who is that?
It's got to be Madden Geiger.
Oh, yeah, Madden, come on.
I would say just, like, the leaders leading by example. I wouldn't say there's one guy to just get everybody hyped, but there's definitely some people who hold people accountable and, like, do all the, like, the right things to get people ready for the game.
All right. Dom, even though you're new, I mean, come on, man. You can look like the hype man. Is that going to be you?
Yeah, I think it's me and JR. We hold each other accountable and hold our teammates accountable.
Alrighty. All right, so now one question I wanted to bring up this year. Obviously, everything that we watch from all you guys is always going to be on the gram, going to be on Twitter and all. But one now, it's kind of the time, is that there's got to be one team here tonight that says they're on TikTok. Is Gibbs Basketball have a TikTok?
No,
not yet. Not yet? No? Calvary?
We don't.
No, and Norse. Oh man, there's got to be There's got to be one team here tonight, Jake. I think we got to find that. So, but
they're better off. No. It's brain rot, anyways.
Oh, hey, come on. It all. Hey. To be fair, so, but yeah, so everything that we can find out from you guys is on the gram, right? Every update, every great moment, every great play, right?
Yes, sir.
So what's the gram that we can follow for Gibbs?
Gibbs High School Basketball.
That's on Insta, right?
Yeah, on Instagram.
All right. What about Calvary?
I don't even know. Our Instagram page is like 5 years old, and like no one's posted on it for like 5 years. So like,
Coach Sweatland and Coach Burley, if you listen to this right now, then
yeah, we gotta fix the Instagram situation.
Alrighty,
it's called NCS Boys Basketball. The NCS Northside Christians abbreviated, and that's it.
Coach Mo's gonna be monitoring that probably more, right? Oh, okay, absolutely. So, alrighty,
that's it. No, we appreciate you guys. We're excited for the season, and hopefully, you guys get practice rolling.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Alrighty. That was Gibbs, Calvary, and Northside. Home team is going to be coming, and of course, two legendary teams is always in there. I've seen some familiar faces from last season that I was commentating to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Sports Connection, of course, is going to be down there during those 3 days, and we'll be doing live coverage streamed through RadioSAP.com. And coming up in just a minute that we're going to have our next teams coming in here. You know, Jake, you're far away. I got to wave to you now. We're used to being next to each other.
I'm in the rafters. It's okay.
All right. So coming up in just a second, it's our next. Yeah, speak loudly. All right, we got three of them up here now.
It's a choice.
All right, so Jake, you ready?
I'm always ready.
Yeah. I hope so. All right, so anyway, next up here, all the way from Berkeley Prep, Coach Ronaldo Garcia from Eastlake, Britt Taylor. Good to see you again, sir. And, of course, from Plant High School, Joe Willis. All righty. Jake, kick it off, man. Go for it.
Practices start next week. Fall's in the rearview mirror. What are you guys excited about most, starting with you?
I'm excited to get to spend more time with the guys in the preseason. We just kind of keep it low-key and not, you know, full bore, just to make it fun for them, and then get after it and to go play and get ready in the real games and get going.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Christmas morning. I always tell the kids, you know, when we can finally get going and get the balls out and practice for real. You know, I always enjoy that first week. Plus, we really get after it the first week. So I know the kids are excited for that.
Just being really excited. I mean, we've been working hard conditioning for about 6 or 7 weeks. So it'd be nice to kind of finally get in the gym and start practicing.
Yeah, it's always the anticipation, I think, is the best word to describe it. And all these guys are getting antsy. They're ready to get out there. So, you know, Jake touched on this. I'm going to kind of piggyback off this. You know, take me through the current recruiting landscape as high school coaches are dealing with transfers from different high schools and all the difficulties of navigating college recruiting market. From what you've seen, what's your perspective on it? In terms of, actually, Jay, you can elaborate on that a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, like, we could start with Ronaldo because, you know, like, what is your perspective on recruiting just in these last 3, 4, 5 years? How different it is as a coach trying to get a kid recruited at the college level and just you as a coach trying to keep a kid at your school? I mean, how different is that from your perspective?
Well, it's changed tremendously. Obviously, we all know that the colleges are, you know, with the transfer portal, it's really had a tremendous effect on our high school kids. But I think the same thing, you know, the relationships are still there. However, you know, when you're able to get seen, you really have to play extremely well, I think. It's always easier for high school coaches once you're seen to wait for those calls from college coaches, because once you get seen, if you don't get that positive feedback and now we have to reach out to them, it's a little tougher. But I think eventually the NCAA will do a good job of trying to even out the playing field, because right now it's really, really tough.
Yeah. What about you, Britt?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to talk about that in the first question, you know, when we were talking about what we're excited for. You know, you talked a little bit about, you know, high school kids moving around. You know, I'm excited the first day is I'm actually going to know maybe who's officially on my roster. It's just been so crazy. But like I tell my kids all the time, you know, I don't feel sorry for myself. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. You know, it's just the way it is. It's the way it is in college. It's the way it is in high school. You know, kids jumping around left and right. So, you know, we really don't lose much sleep over it. You know, we're just ready to kind of get up and work. And whoever's there on that Monday at the tryouts, you know, we're ready to rock and roll. The other part of the question in terms of college recruiting, it's extremely difficult. And I'm dealing with that right now because I have, you know, a couple of college players that are, you know, not gaining the traction that they would have gotten, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. You know, we've been fortunate enough to have 3 Division I players in the last 4 or 5 years come through Eastlake. So I've seen the difference in how much harder it is now than it was back then when, you know, Dean and Deontay and Anthony were there. It was hard then, but now it's almost ridiculous. It's almost impossible. You know, so the kids are working, and I think it'll get a little bit better in the spring, you know, in the portal, when some of the schools don't get the guys that they may have wanted in the portal. But just got to wait and see.
Same question for you.
Well, I have a lot to say about it, but I'm going to bore your listeners. My thing is, it's like twofold. Is kids are moving around. My question is, why are they listening to the people that are trying to bring them to their schools? Like, I don't understand the selling point that some kids get from some of the other institutions. And maybe it's a good one. I don't know. But what I will say is, like, as a high school coach, I can't promise any kid I'm going to get them recruited. I can't. And no, I don't think any coach that comes through the panel can. That being said, I can get them in the right spots. I can help develop their game. I can reach out to my network and different things like that. But it's the college coach's job to recruit the kids. And unfortunately for high school kids, they're not going to replace a 21-year-old with a 17-year-old in most cases. But my thing going to the high school is the movement is I don't think people are being – it's always going to be a circus. It's always going to be a circus. Like, there's going to be clowns with masks on and telling kids – lying to them and telling them they can do things for them. And in the end, we just got to do the best we can. And hopefully people make educated decisions knowing that it's hard for a high school coach to get kids recruited. I know these two guys can because I've seen it. I've been around them for a long time. They're some of the best around. So if you want to go get recruited, go play for these guys because I know they'll do it. Me, I'll do what I can for you and get my kids to college as well. But, yeah, I could go on forever, but you got time limits on your radio.
And Coach Murphy kind of mentioned it, you know, 20 minutes ago talking about this exact topic. We used to see high school, you know, at a regular high school game, Plant versus Robinson. There'd be college coaches there, just like maybe one or two, whatever, 5, 6 years ago. It's very rare for a college coach to come to a one-off high school game. It's either a tournament or AAU. I mean, how do you think they could change that at some point down the road?
Personally, I think it's hard because the financing going through basketball now or any college sport because they're not they have to now pay the players. So they're losing recruiting money. So it has to be a very high-level matchup for them to make that trip. But in the end, it's got to be the Sun Bashes. It's got to be all the different tournaments that are around that they're going to come to and come see a lot of players all at once because it's a lot of times out of their budget to go watch Berkeley play Plant wherever it may be or Eastlake play Plant at their own gym because they're missing out on so many different kids and they're losing money by doing it. But that's you know, kind of, I think, the way it's going.
Yeah. Same question for you.
I agree. That's a perfect answer, Coach. I agree 100%.
I agree as well. I think, you know, since it's gotten tough, but I think there's some people have kind of taken advantage of the situation. And just like for me at Berkeley, telling the kid at Plan, oh, you need to come here because you're not going to get a college coach that's making $250,000 a year. He's not going to just recruit you just because you're at Berkeley and not recruit you at Plant. You know, and I go on record saying that. Don't come to Berkeley thinking you could – that's just not the truth.
Yeah.
You can get recruited wherever, okay? So I think that's one of the things that some of the parents need to realize that, you know, if I care about a kid, whether they go to Berkeley or not, if I can help you, I'm going to help you. You don't have to come to Berkeley to get recruited. That's just not how it is. You have to be good.
Yeah,
that's what you need to be. You need to be good, and that's just the bottom line. And I think people are getting a little desperate and moving around and listening to outside noise, and that's just unfortunate. But I don't think that's going away.
Let's switch gears here. Favorite Sunbash memory that you've had? You just had to listen to Calvary talk about how they beat you at the buzzer last year. But what was your favorite memory so far that you've been a part of? Been in a couple times.
Favorite memory. I would have to say not the last time. I think the time before we ended up going 3-0, and I think each game we had to come back. We got down by double-digit numbers, and I remember actually I just remember that we actually were able to beat them. I mean, they were missing one of their better players. I think hurt his wrist. But for us to be able to come over here and win three against three really quality programs was – that was really good for us. That really was a stepping stone for us for the rest of the year, playing against good competition like that.
And I think I know your answer, but is there another option?
No, can I tell the same story?
You can. I mean, you're so passionate about it.
Yeah, I still to this day I argue with anybody that it's the best high school basketball game I've ever been a part of. That was the first Sun Bash, Eastlake versus Paxson. When we had a true tournament format, which is the best, so if you ever do decide to go to that, you know, we're all in favor of that. But I know it's hard with the matchups. But definitely that year, I think it was, 2020?
Pre-COVID.
Yeah, 2020.
Simpler time.
You know, two of the best players in the state going at it. You know, fortunately for us, you know, we had Deontay on our team, and he helped us pull it out. But that was an epic game. One of the best games. I don't know. What do you think?
It's up there.
That was one of the top games I've been a part of or seen.
It's up there.
Well, I don't have a best Sunbash memory because we're 0-4 in your event. So,
hey, but always look on the bright side of life.
But we're really fortunate to be in the tournament. But what I will say about the Sunbash is the last time we were in, we were 0-3. And that after that game, we won 14 out of our next 15. And I attribute it to some of the competition in the event. And we ended up winning our first district championship of 3 in a row. So I'll say my best Sunbash memory is the one, hopefully, this year against Berkeley Prep.
Well, hey, Jake, you know, think about it. You know, the Sunbash is always a precursor, and it's a good luck charm going into the rest of the season. So, there's a positive with the Sunbash.
They rattled off some wins. I mean, their record doesn't look good, but that's okay. You just ignore it.
Positivity.
You guys have probably been to Ferg's quite a bit. What's your go-to meal when you come here?
I mean, I got to go with the wings.
Good man. Good
man. I got to hit the wings when I come here.
What sauce?
I do the hot.
Okay.
I don't go too far. Straight too far with special sauces.
Go for it, Coach.
Same for me. Wings hot, always.
Wings hot.
Definitely. Oh, 3 for 3. 3 for 3. Mark, if you're listening right now, Mark Ferguson, of course, we got to get some hot wings in here now. So.
Anything else to add?
Nothing else there to add. I think Jay covered everything there.
Yeah. We appreciate you guys. We're excited for the season.
I can't wait for that. So, all right. So, yeah, once again, thank you for having on us here from Berkeley Prep, Coach Ronaldo Garcia, from Eastlake, Coach Britt Taylor, and from Plant, Head Coach Joe Willis. I think it's time to bring the guys up, Jake.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, listen. You got to be just as energetic as they are. I know you can. I mean, we had them on a few minutes ago. We had Northside and Gibbs and all that a few minutes ago. Let me see if you guys have more of the oomph that they had. I think so. Come on. Jake, I know they can, right?
I don't know. It's up to them.
I mean, you know, we're up probably in our, I'll say 30, so I still got to have a little oomph when I get up. So I got to be a little more excited. So, all right. Alrighty. All right. Now, I can't wait for this one. This one's going to be cool. All right. So it's time to welcome up none other. Dan, let's start with the Eastlake Eagles right here. Guys, go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell me a little bit. Just say your names and all. Because remember, everyone's listening out here, so they want to hear you.
I'm Jordan Bryant. I play at Eastlake. That's all.
Andre Willis, point guard, class of 2026.
All right, it's time for Plant to introduce themselves.
I'm Abram Clemens, forward from Plant.
I'm Braden Gillespie, class of 2027 at Plant.
And on the end here, Berkeley Prep.
My name is Trent Williams, in class of 2028.
I'm Gabe Grimsley. I'm class of 2027.
All righty.
You could take it, yeah.
Oh, you want me to take it? Oh, I'll take it now. Oh, man. Okay, all right. he's leaving it all to me, guys. This is going to be interesting. All right, so guys, listen, season's coming up. All right, you guys excited, first of all, foremost, right? Yes, sir. Is there a collective yes here? Okay, all right, I'll take that much. All right, so obviously you guys have been conditioning in the fall. You're ready to come around. So what has been something that you guys have done to bond as a team and get the brotherhood going? Tell me some of the things you've done.
I think we've been in the weight room a lot, you know, getting bigger and building our muscles and building, you know, preparing, you know what I'm saying? We've been in the gym every single day, 2-3 times out the week, and we just build like a big brotherhood, you know, and anything that we do. We hang out outside of, you know, practice. So I'm just ready to see what the season has for us, you know what I'm saying?
What are you benching now?
Huh?
You benching? What are you benching? No?
Max probably like 205, maybe.
Okay, all right. What about you, man? What have you been doing? Can you elaborate? Jump on that.
We've been really focusing in the weight room, like he said, and we haven't really been having any fall games like that. Just been working on in practice and going at it and runs, and we just been bonding and stuff like that, especially in the weight room. Like, we really talk and we really go at it, so.
All righty. All right, go with you guys. Come on. What does Plant do to bond during the fall to get ready?
All right, so we've been, you know, practice, weights, conditioning, like, at least 5 times a week. We've improved physically as a team, like, greatly throughout the preseason, but I feel like our biggest improvement has we've continued to grow on our chemistry and camaraderie, and I feel like that's going to be our biggest benefit going into the season.
All right. Down to you, bud.
Like you said, we've been lifting. We're in like this, like a program, and we've been going 2-3 days a week, bonding together, lifting all together. And in practice, we would play 5-minute games, and we'd just be going at it back and forth, just trying to get each other better.
All right, yeah. All right, Berkeley, come on. How do you guys get together and actually bond as a team?
Well, just like everybody else, we work out together. You know, we try to do as much things we do together. You know, we wake up in the mornings before school, do everything after school. You know, just being together at the end of the day just is what makes our chemistry better.
Right.
Yeah, like he said, we push each other in the weight room, push each other during practice, make ourselves get ourselves better, encourage each other, and we're excited for the season.
We could go down this way, starting with Gabe. The fall is over. You guys, you know, got a lot of basketball in. I know you guys didn't play any fall leagues, but I know you guys both did. What are you most excited about, and how do you feel like what happened this fall can translate into the season to success?
I think this fall was just a great opportunity for our guys to get to play with each other and get a good team chemistry going. We see each other's strengths and weaknesses and what we can work on in practice. Yeah.
Yeah, same thing he said, just like knowing what each other can do and just being able to play off of each other. So, yeah.
I think it was a good, like, showing to see what we can do together when we play together, and yeah.
I think we're most excited for just the ability to compete and show what we've been building. I feel like we bring an energy as a team that's just unmatched.
All right, down to Eastlake.
I'll just say, you know, we didn't play a lot of fall games, like I said before, but, you know, us in our one XBL game we played, you know, we had some younger guys had to step up, and, you know, that's hard to do in a, you know, an environment like that. So I just think, you know, when we get our players and our guys back, everything's going to be all good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, when we get our full team back, we should be pretty good. Haven't played much fall games, but we've been going at it, and our teammates are going to step up this year. So
awesome. You know, of course, we just had coaches on here a few minutes ago, but I want to actually direct this question to you. You know, what does coach, just from your guys' perspective, what has he told you that he expects in a leader on this team to, you know, bring the team to success? Like, what's some of the things that he's told you?
You know, he wants us, you know, it's just like the little things, you know, the effort, you know, being first and, like, running on the track or whatever. Like, he wants us to encourage the younger guys especially and lift them up while we're playing, while we're off the court, and make sure everybody's, like, it's a great brotherhood, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Well, basically, he tells me don't be nonchalant all the time because there's always people watching.
Nonchalant?
Nonchalant,
yeah. Oh, elaborate. What do you mean by nonchalant? That's a big word. There could be multiple meanings behind that, man.
I mean, because sometimes people might think if you're nonchalant, like, you don't care or whatever, but that's just how some people are. So just showing effort and stuff like that is good. So.
Cool. All right, down to plan.
I feel like mostly just leading by example with effort and communication. I feel like that's the key to being a leader at this team.
I think a big thing he wants us, like, as leaders is communication, whether it's on the court or, like, off the court, just communicating with the team and making sure everyone's together.
All right, cool.
And also, well, being a leader is just, you don't have to be a leader to be able to speak up on the team. And I feel like also Coach Garcia feels like, if you, like, have the work ethic, if you do what you need to do, and if you speak enough, then you could be a leader on any team you'd be on.
So basically leading by example, more or less.
Yes, for sure.
Garcia also talks about encouraging each other and trusting each other. That's the biggest thing, having trust in each other and our abilities.
And going down the line, starting with Jordan, for those of you who have played in the Sun Bash, what's been your favorite memory? And if you haven't played in it, going down the line as well, What are you excited about most? Just going with Jordan.
Not throwing shots, you know, my coach currently, but probably my freshman year when I beat Eastlake at Calvary in the championship. But, you know, I'm looking to, you know, get my get back this year with Eastlake against Calvary.
All righty.
Yeah, I'd probably say going against Calvary every year in front of a packed crowd. And it's always a good atmosphere. And if you put on a good game, then you never know who's watching. So,
yeah, as we discussed, it's standing room only with some games in here. So. No, go for it, man. Go for it. Come on.
I haven't personally played yet in the Sun Bash, but I'm just excited to compete with a great team.
I haven't played in it either, but I heard that we're playing Berkeley, so I'm ready for that game.
Be nice. Be nice down there. So,
my favorite memory is probably last year when we played ZCA. It was a very good game, you know, back-to-back, and we were able to pull out the win.
My favorite memory was last year against Calvary. It was a great game, back and forth. They got the dub then, but then later in the season, we got our get back in districts and knocking them out. So that was a good experience.
All right, so real quick, I got to know this. Where can we find everything about Berkeley, Plant, and Eastlake, all the great updates, all the great moments? Is it going to be on Twitter or is it going to be on the gram? Where can we find that?
For both of us, for both, it's on ELHS Hoops on Twitter and on Instagram.
All right, cool. Go ahead.
Instagram
Plant
basketball.
Yep. Same thing, Instagram at BPS Boys Basketball.
Are you telling me that none of these teams right now have a TikTok page?
No, not yet.
I mean, I know you guys scroll through TikTok and all just because when you get bored, but none of you decide to create it yet. Coaches, if you're listening, it's got to be a TikTok page soon. Jake, I mean, come on.
The coaches are locked in. They don't want that.
But they've heard about TikTok. I mean, they've seen, you know, hey, you guys can become TikTok stars and all that. So now we asked the coaches about, you know, their favorite food. Because, guys, Ferg's has been voted the number one local sports bar by USA Today. So how many of you have eaten at Ferg's, right? Once in your life, you probably have, right? All right, going down the line. Okay, so what would you say with the wings here, what would be, like, your go-to wing sauce that you would have?
Probably some, you know, buffalo wings.
Okay, go for it, man.
I say the same thing. Okay, buffalo wings.
So we're already seeing spicy. All right, go for it, man.
Yeah, buffalo for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I like the barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I also like barbecue.
Barbecue.
Wow! Tie there, Jake. Tie there. Wow.
Pretty split.
All right. Cool.
I don't have anything else to add. We're excited for the season. We appreciate you guys being here.
All right, we look forward to it, guys. I mean, I'll be at the Sun Bash that day commentating. Tampa State Beat Sports Connection will be up there. Hopefully, guys, you guys have great games. We can have you up there. You can talk about the game and all. I look forward to it, so we'll be there. So I think that wraps it up. Guys, thank you for being here, and obviously thank you, guys, and we look forward to seeing you guys on January 1st. So, all right. Once again, that was, of course, Eastlake Plant and Berkeley Prep. Guys, have a good night and all that. Try the wings. Okay, Mark Ferguson's listening. So, hey, he's going to want to know that it's always hot wings. It's hot wings right now. It's a tie, though. Barbecue as well. All right. Well, we're getting ready to go into the next round here, Jake.
Yeah.
How are you feeling down there, man? You still awake? You tired?
I'm good. I'm always good.
You're always good? All
right. We're rolling out the red carpet for OKC right now.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, that's right. We have basketball on right now. See, I'm facing this way. I don't see much of a TV, so. All right.
Careful where you are, Des. Careful.
Coach, how you doing?
You awake now? Yeah. You awake now?
Yeah. Working on it.
Make sure you guys are talking.
Go ahead.
I'll try to do my best.
So are
those are probably yours. There you go.
If you want to use them, yeah.
I mean, I wear headphones because it's easy for me to hear myself.
Well, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Loud and clear.
You want me to do the intros?
Go for it.
We're sitting here with Tampa Prep coach Joe Fenlon, Tampa Catholic coach Don DeZagua, and North Tampa Christian coach Des Oliver. Falls in the rearview mirror. What are you guys most excited about coming up here? Practices next week. Starting with you, Joe.
I think I'm most excited about what we're going to look like this year, to be honest with you. Graduated 2 4-year starters, lost another kid to a transfer, so I hope the young kids got enough experience last year to be able to step up. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, it's always exciting because everybody has a chance. And, you know, you hope that all the time and effort the kids have put in the off season are really going to come to fruition at this point.
Same question for you, Don.
Yeah, I agree with what Joe says, and that when the season starts, you're always kind of excited about what might happen and how good the team might be and what might take place in that. I'll be honest with you. I mean, one of the things that we're really excited about this year that I'm really excited about is I kind of eventually go off into the sunset, so to speak. I'm not going to do this forever, is we're playing in a tournament in Hawaii.
Wow.
So, I mean, I think that's going to really be a neat trip. I have never been to Hawaii myself. My wife has never been to Hawaii, and I'm sure most of my players have never been to Hawaii. So we're going to go over there. We're playing in a tournament. We're playing 4 games, actually. We play one regular season game on a Wednesday and then a Thursday, Friday, Saturday tournament over there. So we're pretty excited about that. So I joke about I may just stay over in Hawaii and let my son come back and coach the team for the rest of the season. So we'll see what happens in regards to that. But we think that's going to be a really neat thing for high school and for our team in that. Obviously, basketball is very important, but we always try to do something kind of neat, and we think this is going to be a really neat thing for our players.
It's incredible, the NIL that Tampa Catholic must have.
Unreal.
Unreal.
I'm still working on raising that money to get us over there, but we do have some nice situations with some players donating and things like that, so that's been good.
Remember, we're on neutral ground here, so.
You might be.
Same question for you, Des. Obviously, you guys played a lot of games this fall and got better as you went on.
Yeah. So for me, it's been about just watching the program develop. You know, when I walked in the doors several months ago and decided to not stay in college and coach high school basketball, there wasn't a whole lot left, you know, at North Tampa. And so I was proud that there were some people who wanted to join us and be a part of our program. But the mission for doing this was more about others than it was about myself. It, you know, the landscape of basketball right now has totally changed. In college now, it's all about getting the bag, right? And as a coach, it bothered me to have those conversations every time you talk to people. It was about getting the bag. As a parent, I'm excited that my oldest son plays at North Florida and I have a young son in North Tampa, that they have an opportunity down the road in college, if they're good enough and lucky, to make some money and have a little bit of a nest egg going into real life. Right? I'm excited about it. But as a coach, it got old. And so the thing that was motivational to want to do this as a high school coach was to help develop these young people and help get them prepared for college. Right. And so I'm blessed where I do feel like after 31 years of doing it, I think there's 352 Division I programs. I know somebody at 350 of them. And so if they're good enough, I hope that phone call means something and maybe those guys can come down and at least take a look at our guys, because it is different. It's a different landscape now. Recruiting is totally different than what it was, you know, just 4 years ago. No one's taking 7 or 8 or 5 or 6 freshmen anymore. They're all transfers. You may take one of them. So it's become very difficult to get to college.
And that was kind of our next question we've been asking coaches. You obviously have a different perspective being a college coach for so long. You know, post-COVID, the JUCO market and D2s and D3s are riddled with guys that potentially could be like D1 guys. I mean, there's so much talent. What can they do to make it easier at some point in the next few years for a high school kid who's maybe not in the 2-4% of, you know, talent to actually get recruited by a college coach?
It's difficult. I mean, like, I don't have the answers. I know what I do is it's a full-time job. Like, I'm emailing people. I'm emailing Division Threes, Division Twos, Division Ones. I'm calling all the D1 guys I know. And I'm begging guys to come to our gym and come see us. Now, I do think if you're not a senior, if you're a junior or sophomore, I think AAU is vital. Finding the right AAU program is really important. To be on that stage. And I think the shoe company teams are big, because you have to be there where there's 150 Division I coaches watching that one game. It just takes one good game to get you recruited. If you're a point guard, go out there, run a team, and do well. And then I think our job is in high school is to prepare them. Terminology, style of play, guarding, scouting reports. So now when they get to college as freshmen, they're not lost. I mean, for 31 years, I remember a lot of really good 5-star, 4-star type players would arrive and they wouldn't know anything. They'd be lost as far as, you know, our terminology. And now you're not playing freshmen until they're sophomores or juniors. And nowadays, they're staying 1 year and they're transferring. And so if there's one role that I think we have or that I have for sure, is can I develop and prepare for the next level, win a lot of games, you know, while we're here. And we're not there yet at North Tampa, but we're going to get there and have a lot of fun doing it.
And obviously, Don, you've been coaching a while. Can you just kind of take me through, you referred to the last 4 or 5 years, how different and how hard it has been to kind of tread the waters?
Coach Oliver certainly knows a whole heck of a lot about that college game and that in regards to recruiting high school players. And I agree with him totally. It's really tough for high school kids nowadays. I mean, my son was at St. Louis University, and he'd always tell me, he said they'd have a board with their possible recruits, and he says there were no high school guys listed. It was all transfer guys. So that makes it really tough on, unless you're an elite, elite high school player, and I've been fortunate to have a few of those that have been really elite, so they get recruited in that. But the ones that are really good players and are good enough to play college ball, it really is hard. It's hard. It's almost you sit down, talk to them, and you know, one of the dads said to me, he goes, well, what do you think about a prep school? Give him an extra year. Junior college, because if you go to junior college now, it doesn't count towards those 4 years of your college career. But it's really tough, because it used to be that the high school guys, it used to be the college coaches would come around and they'd be recruiting the high school guys, because you just didn't have all these guys in the portal. And it really has changed the whole mentality. It's really made it tough for high school players who are really good to find that right spot, right place to go to. It's difficult. It makes it tough on us in that regard, too, in regards to it, you tell them, well, you know, you just, you know, we're sending, like you said, you're sending all kinds of information out, and sometimes you just don't get any information back. They're just not interested in your players, and I guess see them in 3 years if they go somewhere and then they want to transfer and then they find out that they're a pretty good player. So.
Same to you, Joe.
Well, both Des and Don have kind of outlined it pretty well. I think it's been, for about the last 5 years, it's been unbelievably difficult for a high school kid to get an opportunity to land a scholarship. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have a lot, as many of us have, kids who've had that opportunity. And when I... You know, the transfer portal, you know, kids are going to be unhappy, and that happens at times. I think if the NCAA could limit the amount of times you can transfer, would be beneficial. I think if athletic departments in the NCAA would be a little more patient, college coaches could take the time to develop players and not have to get bigger, stronger, faster kids right now in order to get their next paycheck. And I know that sounds awful, but that's the way it is. You know, if you don't make the NCAA tournament for 2 or 3 years in a row, and you're one of those big schools, you're looking for another job. I mean, so you can't fault coaches for that, but the trickle down to what's happened where we are right now is starting to have a bigger effect day in and day out. And Des is right. If you're a kid who is in the right travel ball opportunity, you are going to have a far better chance than someone who wants to stay around and play with their local friends. You know, 15, 20 years ago, everyone wanted to play with their friends. Now it's, how am I going to get to the next level? And I also think quite often we lead kids on that there is a next level. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but not every high school kid is going to get a chance to play college basketball. And I think quite often there's a lot of noise around them that creates a scenario that is unattainable. And that's an unfortunate thing. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a good intramural player. You know, there's a hell of a lot of good intramural basketball players in this world. You know, I can remember one of my assistants was at FSU, and Dion was on his intramural team.
Oh, wow.
I think he was okay, you know. But I don't know. I don't have the answers. And these guys said the same thing. We don't have the answers. I mean, we can get you to the gym. We can hope we can get you to the gym. I mean, I used to be able to make phone calls, and I could have 5 guys in the gym within a week. Now it's like, who do you have? And who might be transferring, you know, and to have to, and you went through it for years, to have to re-recruit your own team, to me, that would be just mind-boggling. But I won't ramble anymore.
You know, I just want to touch on that real fast. It just seems like with, like, community, you have the community school and you have the community team. All these kids grow up together. That's gone now. It's just basically there's no loyalty. You know, with NIL, it's, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, the old saying, you know, there's no I in team. That's gone. It's basically a free-for-all. There's no real community now. If you want to go there for whatever selfish reasons, you can. So it is what it is. So, and sad those are days are gone. I grew up with that in this area.
I mean, the difference is, though, in like college basketball right now, is it's a pro sport. You can become a millionaire playing college basketball. So everything is different. And so my advice to seniors now is this. It's college coaches, they want older, more mature guys. It doesn't mean you're not going to get there. It just means you might not get there next year. You might need a year of junior college. You might need NAI for a year. They're okay now if you transfer 4 times because they'll pay you $1 million. Like, I'm watching the NBA. There's so many guys on NBA rosters who I saw play 3, 4, 5 years ago who I thought had no chance on being pros. They just got better. They got bigger, faster, stronger, and now they got a contract. You know, Chris Youngblood played for us at South Florida. He's with OKC. And I thought he was. I didn't know Chris Youngblood would be. He's a dude. He's at 25 points 2 nights ago. And so my advice is, don't let people talk you in. You know, like sell you false dreams about I'm gonna get you a fake offer. Get better. Play for good coaches. Develop. Learn how to play. Be patient. You have no idea what years 3 and 4 look like in college for you.
Any other follow up?
No. Jake's all you.
Two of the three coaches here have not played in the Sun Bash. Don is the only one starting last year. Kind of take me through Sun Bash. What's been your favorite memory? And then for the other guys, what are you excited about most?
Well, obviously, the competition that is in Sun Bash is really good. I mean, the 3 games that we got last year were all really, really good games. And I see that you've put us back against Whittemere again this year. So
that's going to be a good game.
He and I joke all the time. It's like, we went up to the thing at the Tavares and we didn't end up playing each other. And he goes, that's a shame. They didn't put us together. We always run into each other. And lo and behold, you put us matched up against Whittemere again. So, I mean, I think that's the best thing that in regards to that. I think you two coaches are going to realize that the teams that you face are really good. There's always a really nice crowd. You'd like to kind of use it as a springboard into kind of that January where you drive towards your district tournament and that. So it really has been good for us. So we've been really happy with it, and that's why we're back again this year.
I mean, the way I've always looked at the Sun Bash, it's a great halfway point and all that. You can see how far you've started. Where you started to where you're at now. And of course, as you just said, Coach, you know, the competition. So now, even though you guys, the other two, if you haven't played in it, have you been to it and all?
So you know, back when I was at South Florida, Coach Amir was really big on our staff being visible in the community, you know, watching high school games because no one was doing it. And we felt like if we can get out and see players, we can evaluate. and pick the right ones that, like, there's so many kids that they get under-recruited and end up being stars because no one's recruiting them and watching them play. So I came down here a couple years ago, and so I'm from the east side of Buffalo, New York. In Buffalo, we had a league called the Randy Smith League that was a big deal. It was a summer league that was outdoors. It had a DJ, and the atmosphere was unbelievable. The Sun Bash reminded me of the Randy Smith League. You know, DJs, you know, playing great music. There's great competition. You know, there's a fan base. And so I remember sitting there watching my son in eighth grade saying, I would love for North Tampa to be a part of this event at some point in time. I don't think that they did last year.
Two years ago, they were in it, yeah.
They were. But I'm excited now to be a part of it.
I've been begging Jake to take me for years in this thing, and he just is keeping denying me.
Oh, Jake, you just got burned over there, man.
So, you know, both of these guys said the thing that I would have said, too. It's competition. It's gauging where you are at that point in the year. Your kids want to play against the best kids they can play against, too. It's not just us as coaches trying to gauge where our team is, but it's kids gauging where they are as well. You know, how much better do I need to be before I get to a district tournament? What can I do to make our team better? And you only know that through competition. You only know that through playing against kids that are as good and better than you are, so that you can see the strides you still have to make, and you still have 3 weeks to get there.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to it. You know, he put me against King Kong and their brother, but that's okay.
Hey, so Jake's a great guy. Jake, in my first year coaching at North Tampa, tried to get us to play against a 30-win team out of North Carolina, of all people, like a Class 6-8 state champion with these young guys. So Jake will take care of you now, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I played one a few years ago, not Jake's, but I got to play Mount Bird 3 years in a row. I said, geez, thanks. This is great. But you know what? That's what it's about. It's about playing the best teams you can play. And so your kids really, you know, when they go off to college, they're just going to be someone in the Sun Bash that's going to be playing somewhere big time.
Yeah.
And it may be someone that you played against, and you're sitting in college going, I played against that kid. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something to be said for that, for kids. Yeah. You know, they want to play, they want to scratch that itch too.
Yeah.
So you got to give them an opportunity.
Absolutely. All right.
Well, I appreciate the high praise. All we have for you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, we have a great conversation.
Great roundtable. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, guys. All right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, once again, that was the coach. Tampa Catholic coach Don Zwenga, North Tampa Christian coach Des Oliver, and Tampa Prep coach Joe Fenlon. I tell you what, North Tampa Christian, I mean, I hope you guys are as talkative as coaches. I mean, you guys are up now, so we're going to get a chance to hear you. And you guys, you've had time to sit there and think about what food is your favorite at Ferg's. If you guys had a chance, go do that. And Ray Sweatland's in the house, by the way.
Jeez.
Welcome back, Rick. Good to see you. All right, guys. Just take a seat. Come on down to me.
This format is so much better.
All righty. All right, coming up now, let's introduce this. Coming up right now is, of course, we're going to have Tampa Catholic here. Tampa Catholic. We also have North Tampa Catholic, and of course...
North Tampa Christian.
Tampa Christian. My fault on that one. So, all right. So I think it's time to meet these guys and all that. Guys, introduce yourselves. We're going to start down where I'm at. Introduce yourselves and tell me what you are. This is your mic, by the way. Sorry about that.
My name is Tyson Jefferson, class of 27, and I go to North Tampa Christian.
My name is Dallas Oliver, class of 2028, and I go to North Tampa Christian.
Kyle Levy, class of 26, I go to Tampa Prep.
Makai Kimball, class of 2026, I go to Tampa Prep.
Willie Piggott, class of 2026, I go to Tampa Catholic.
Sohan Allen, class of 2026, I go to Tampa Catholic.
All right, guys. You want to take a check?
Yeah, before we jumped into questions, I just wanted to kind of do what we did with Ethan Stabeck earlier. Congratulate Willie Piggott Jr. for his commitment to Cleveland State. It's a big deal. Sorry with North Tampa, who played probably the most games of any team I've seen this fall. What are you guys most excited about this upcoming season?
You know, this year, like last year they had a kind of a bad schedule. But this year we're playing a lot of great teams. I think probably every game is going to be a good game. So we're just looking forward to that tough schedule. Just getting some wins.
I think I'm most excited for our offensive capability. Like, when we hitting shots, I feel like we can compete with any team. So,
yeah. I'm most excited about the group of guys we have. You know, we lost a couple guys to they graduated, but I'm just really excited for our guys that came in. We have a lot of defensive players, and we have a lot of guys that want to put in effort and work. So I'm really excited for that.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm excited for our chemistry. Chemistry is everything on the court for us. So if we don't got chemistry, we don't got none.
Man, you got Mike right there. Yeah, right there. There you are.
I mean, I'm excited to show people that we belong. I mean, like, you know, last year we had two seniors who played a pivotal role, but like just showing that we didn't take no drops off, like everybody ready to play and just come together as a team.
Same thing. I'm ready for our tough schedule. Got one of the hardest schedules, and I'm excited to play some high competition. And it's mine and Will's senior year, so it's a big thing, and we're looking to do everything we can to hang up a banner before the end of the year.
Knock on wood with that one, right? Here, you just use that to knock on wood there. So, all right, so guys, you know, I've talked to all these guys tonight about the Brotherhood and all. Of course, now everything's starting up. You guys are excited, right? I don't know where the excitement is, guys. Come on, there's got to be some excitement here.
They got school in the morning. They're not that excited.
Oh, well, hey, just think. You don't have to go home. You just stay here for a little while. You don't have to go home and do your homework yet. So, anyway, how have you guys developed the Brotherhood during the fall, during conditioning and all that? What are some of the stuff that you guys did?
You know, we had couple cookouts, you know, whether it's just we got time before film starts, we just go out, get something to eat just before everything, before practice. It's just really just building that chemistry off the court, just talking to each other, being close to each other, and it just help on the court too.
Yeah, I say just building our chemistry by, you know, going to restaurants, going to amusement parks, places, just going, being with each other like, all the time.
Favorite restaurant? Come on. How about this? Was it Chick-fil-A a lot or something different?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A all the way? All right. We'll have to get a consensus on that. But go ahead, guys. Go ahead. Tampa Prep. What have you guys done?
We've just been in the gym, hoping runs, just getting acclimated to our team, how we play, how we're going to play throughout the season. Yeah, that's about it.
We've been also getting our body right, eating the right foods, going on our runs in the Tampa area, just keeping our bodies right for the season.
Awesome. All right, go ahead, guys.
I mean, we just really always together. We got morning workouts, we got midday workouts, and after school. You know, we just always spending time with each other. You can catch a football game, like, just always together. That's really what it is.
About the same thing. We're always running that track, and that pain and suffering. I feel like when you're with a group of guys for so long doing all that, it's just going to bring you closer together and make y'all better.
In this, like, modern-day landscape, as you guys obviously know and been a part of with AAU, the movement and all that stuff, what makes your team special just in this Tampa Bay area and then beyond, how you guys can make a run and not look back, starting with Tampa Catholic?
I say, like, how connected we are on the court. Like, even if we're not communicated, which Coach Don never lets us not do, we're all on the same page. Whenever we're on the court together, and even people coming in off the bench, everything, it just clicks instantly because of all the hours we spent together.
I think we just like gel and mesh well. Like, everybody's a good guy. They play a pivotal piece, and this is like wherever they come from with AAU, you feel me, like different places, it doesn't matter. When we get back to Tampa Catholic, like, we know what it is. Like, everybody just come together and just play their role.
I feel like culturally with Tampa Prep, everyone here, they've been connected with Tampa Prep in some way. So we just had that camaraderie with each other, and our game just speaks off of that.
Yeah, like you said, everybody on our team can bring some part of the game together that we could use. Everybody plays their role the right way, and that's how we're going to win the games this year.
I feel like we have, like, a good family bond. Like, everybody love each other, and, yeah, we just love
you. You know, everybody can do something. It's not really nobody who can just out there, just be out there. You know, it's just chemistry and, you know, just playing together, just competing. You just win a lot of games.
Just, yeah, moving on to Sunbash stuff. I know down this way, I'm not sure. Dallas, did you play as an eighth grader or you didn't play?
I didn't even play. I was there.
Oh, you weren't there yet?
I was there. I didn't play.
You didn't play. But you were on the bench? Okay. Starting with you guys, take me through what you're excited about most with Sunbashing going to Tampa Prep, and then I know these guys have already played in it.
I'm just really excited about the atmosphere. You know, like, everybody loves going to them games. Just a lot of deep crowds and just a lot of people there to see you play.
Yeah, I'm excited about the atmosphere and competition. Like, I feel like the Sunbash always has good competition, and you always going to play against the better teams in the state. So just to go out there and prove, like, we there.
Yeah, we're going to use this, being that it's our first tournament in there, we're going to use this time to prove that we're not just some old school or just the regular school. We're going to come out and prove that we got a good group of guys.
Yeah, I agree with Kai. Just prove that we're a good group of guys and that we belong here. Also excited for the level of competition. You know, Tampa Prep's not really known for playing really good teams, but we're going to show that we belong and we can play because we've got a good group of guys.
And then for Tampa Catholic, favorite memory since you guys played in it last year? I know, Willie, you've played in it more than anyone sitting here playing with Slam, so you probably have some favorite memories.
Man, I would say my favorite memory was last year. It was a Saturday. We were short on guys, you know, missing two starters, right?
Yeah.
And we was completely outmatched, and just we came together, bro. And oh my gosh, come on, bro.
And what really sucked was it was at 10 a.m. in the morning. It was a bright and early game. We were down a lot of people, but I feel like that shows that, like, we could do it with the guys we have, and the people on the team is all we need.
Absolutely, it was definitely a battle, but I mean, we came out on top. We did what we needed to do. Like, we played together. Like, I think that was our best game last year, like, playing together.
We played really 2 7-footers without facts. A dude over 6'5".
Who was that against? I don't even remember.
University Christian.
University Christian. Yeah. They had some big dudes, yeah.
Well, hey, Jake, they're all taller than me and you anyway, so we're always
7 looking.
7 footers
is taller than anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to wrap it up, or do you have anything else to add?
So, you know, guys, real quick, you know, one of the things I always like talking about is just really what with social media and all. So, real quick, I'm just going to ask the question straight up. Does any of you guys, team-wise, have a TikTok page, yes or no?
No.
No, that needs to be changed, okay?
We got an Instagram page, but not a TikTok.
Yeah, what's the Instagram? I was going to come to that.
Tampa Catholic Men's Basketball.
All right, and that's, okay, just Instagram, right? Or is
yep,
it?
Just Instagram.
All right, go ahead.
We got Tampa Preps Hoops.
Tampa Preps Hoops?
Yeah, TP Hoops on Instagram.
All right. All right, come on.
I don't think North Tampa has one.
You don't have one?
I've been searching for it.
Well, there's a newsflash. You guys got to get an Instagram
Maybe
page.
Maybe Tyson
so.
Can make it.
All right. So it's interesting. Real quick, Kai.
Hey,
yes, sir.
I noticed you have a menu on you.
Yes.
Are you hungry, man? Uh-oh. No, don't fall. Don't fall, man. We don't fall. So as you guys have said, we've promoted it here on the show. Ferg's has been voted the number one local sports bar by USA Today and all. So now, as he's looking down the menu right now, what wings are enticing you? What food is enticing you on there?
Yeah, the wings, probably the 10 wings, boneless.
Hot? What?
No, I don't do hot.
Okay, all right.
I'll probably go honey barbecue.
Okay. Yes, all right. Sir. So since we're asking you about dinner plans, so guys, if you had to get the wings here, what would be the flavor sauce?
Yeah, I definitely had to go with honey barbecue too.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, bud.
Gotta tap the buffalo.
I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with honey barbecue.
Honey barbecue. All right, going down, man.
I'm not going with the wings. I'm going with the burger. I just had some before I came here.
All right.
Just outside. It was really good.
Nice.
Really juicy.
Nice.
It's really good.
Medium or?
Pause.
Oh. Nice. They're all deciding. This is wing sauce, guys. Which one would you be?
What are you thinking, bro? I mean, I don't know. The hot looking real tempting, man. That's my type of thing, bro. I like hot wings.
Hot wings, all right. What about you, man?
I'm a honey barbecue kind of guy.
All right.
That's what I'm rocking with.
All righty. Well, I think we now know the dinner plans for all you guys tonight. So, all righty. Well, hey, guys, once again, thank you for joining us here. I'm with the Tampa State Sports Connection. I'll be down there actually doing a live broadcast, play-by-play during that. So I'm looking forward to some great games. Standing room only with some of the games. Of course, we talked about some teams earlier. But I want to see fans out there. I want to see excitement. I want to see some great games. So, guys, I look forward to seeing you guys from January 1st to the 3rd.
Yep.
And it's going to be a fun time. So, guys, once again, thank you for being here for Media Day.
Great awesome. Job. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you and all. And just real quick. Just before anything goes, first of all, once again, for everyone joining us and listening in, of course, this is Media Day here for the Sunbash, live from our Body Armor Coca-Cola Sports, studios here at First Sports Bar and Grill. Vote once again by number one by local sports bar by USA Today. This show is sponsored by Coca-Cola, Body Armor, and of course, the Sunbash Power by Hoop Vibe. So it's great to have everyone here. Of course, now we're getting some other familiar faces here.
Am I speaking into this?
All righty.
You can. Right into the mic.
Into the mic. We can hear y'all loud.
We don't have to worry about Rick. He's loud enough.
All righty. All right. All right. Jake, I think we got. We're now.
I'll do the intros.
You want to do the intros, man?
It's the last one. So. Oh. All right.
All right. Last but not least, go for it, Jake.
We're sitting here with St. Pete assistant coach Rick Lenholt, Boca Ciega head coach Markel Kaysen, and Belk Creek head coach Jazzer Johnson. The fall is over. What are you guys excited about most, starting with you, Jazzer?
Just getting in the gym. Volleyball is taking over for the most part. We've been using a lot of fall league games just for scrimmages, practices, et cetera. So it's going to be good just to get some reps in, get the chemistry and everything flowing.
Same question to you. What are you excited about most?
I think just getting to being more structured a little bit. We've been really with summer and fall just focused on skill development. So I think now, you know, getting in the gym every day on a consistent basis and being able to work on things in terms of team oriented, just mainly being structured more.
Just getting it out and rolling the balls out and getting ready to go, putting some stuff in, haven't seen what we got, and we're excited for our season. So the excitement will really start on Monday.
I'll start with you, the person that probably will answer this the most thoroughly. Take me through the current recruiting landscape. How different is it the last 4 or 5 years, in your opinion, and what makes it so challenging for a current high school prospect that's not maybe in the top 3, 4, 5%?
Well, I don't know if I'm really qualified to answer that. I mean, I'll give you my best answer.
Oh, Jake, you're putting it all on him.
I think that recruiting is changed a lot with NIL, and so if you have players that are that level, then I mean you get coaches come through the gym. That's kind of fun. We'll just have to see.
What about you, Kaysen? Can you redeem Rick?
I mean, I'm the young buck with this recruiting thing. Obviously, I'm the youngest one I have here, but I think for us, experience these last couple months with me, I have a couple guys who've been looked at. Obviously, the transfer portal has been. It's been tough for guys who are in that top 5%. But I think just continue to make connections with coaches and try to push players out there as much as possible.
What about you, Jazzer? You've seen it all with travel and high school.
Yeah, it's very difficult now for high school kids. I think one of my better kids, Lyric, I watched him play last week. He arguably made second team All-State. He's on a JUCO. Best I could do is get him in a JUCO this year. But he's at Chipola doing fairly well. The coach is very high on him. But he went from averaging 26 a game and like 17 attempts to 3. And his leash is extremely short. So he's learned a lot. It's definitely a lot harder, especially as far as with placement for kids. But I would say they keep working. It could kind of pan out. They keep putting in the work.
You got anything else to add to that?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask this. Obviously, the season coming around, you've seen these guys, you know, condition and develop in the fall. From your perspective as coaches, what do you look for when you're choosing a captain, or just really when you're looking for a leader to take this team to be successful during the season?
We've been fairly successful the last few years. My programs came from the bottom up. We were like the laughing stock maybe 4 years ago. Now we've won a few regional games. We're like a game and a half, like 2 games away from state every year now. Pretty consistent. It's hard with the transfer portal in high school per se.
Yeah.
I lost like 4 kids, even from summer, that I thought would be a staple for 3-4 years. But I've kind of, I'd say, upgraded my roster a little bit, and we're excited to make a deep run this year.
Awesome. What about you, Coach? What do you look for in terms of a leader on the team?
I mean, I think just someone who's going to pretty much lead the same way I lead. I'm a big relationship guy, so I think getting kids in who exemplify that, you know, get along with their teammates and be able to connect with them as well. That's just a huge thing when choosing a leader.
Nice. Coach?
Someone that they'll follow, someone that works hard, someone that'll take what we want from the huddle out onto the court and get the kids to do what we need them to do.
And I know all these coaches have played in a Sunbash. I know for you, Jazrick, you guys were, you know, up in Jacksonville a few years ago. starting with Coach Rick, you guys have, you know, been in the event quite a bit. What's been your favorite memory, and what are you most excited about this upcoming season?
My favorite memory was when you had me play at 8 o'clock.
I was talking about St. Pete.
That would be my response as well.
I forgot you guys were together.
No, so at the Sunbash, we've had some moments where we've really, in the past, I think, 4 years from St. Pete High, it's been a turning point for us. And that turning point doesn't mean that we went in there and won. We went in there and learned some lessons and got better. And it kind of catapulted us into being able to be the team that we were, and we've been pretty successful.
I know you guys played one game, now you're on to two. Like, what are you excited about most?
Yeah, thank you so much. We finally made it to two games. but I think it's good for us, right? It's a great event. Obviously, it shows where we're at right now because we made it to two games. We got two tough opponents, and I'm just excited about it. We even have an opportunity to play in Sunbass Jacksonville this year, so we get a chance to, you know, be in it twice.
Here, hold on. It is a good, great event.
Yeah, appreciate it.
The Jacksonville event, I think we were the first. We opened it.
Yeah, it was the first year.
First year and first game. That was really cool. But actually, the Orlando one, we played Victory with Kaysen.
Yeah.
That was probably our best one. I think we lost by one at the buzzer, but just we did so much work trying to shut him down, and I think he had like 9 points that game. So that was one thing that I was really excited about, even though we lost at the buzzer.
What are you excited about most being in the Tampa one, the one that's closest to home?
The great competition. I've been actually – this is like one goal I set when I became coach. I wanted to always be in Sunbash. At Brooks, we played one time, I think, Booker, when I was an assistant at Brooks. But I said this is like goal one that I want to actually get achieved. Didn't happen last year. I was kind of pissed. But I'm really excited now to be a part of it.
Congratulations.
Oh, appreciate it.
Welcome to the club,
this is
right?
This the most pesky roundtable we've had all night.
I know, right? And Jake, you've gotten burned a few times, too.
It's all good.
They put you in the hot spot and all that. So,
I know you've been here a lot. What's your favorite thing to eat here at Ferg's?
The wings are good and the fish spread.
I'm going with the honey barbecue wings.
Okay.
The mango, I just tried them a few minutes ago and I couldn't stop eating them.
Out of this world, huh?
Yeah.
That's really. The first in the mango. Well, yeah. The mango wings. Okay, now, folks, listen, I got to try those now. So we've heard hot wings, barbecue, and buffalo all night, but now the mango.
Mango's right. It, for sure.
All righty.
You got anything else to add? Or?
No, actually, Jake, you kind of covered the bases on that one. So. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you guys. We're excited for the season.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, once again, of course, that was Bogusiega, Bell Creek, and St. Pete. By the way, I'm always going to call Bogey. I grew up here, so it's always going to be Bogey.
It's always
going to
be Bogey.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Good. Definitely got a fan out there and all that. So, all right. Well, yeah, they're coming up right now. So, I'm excited about this one. I'm really, really excited. So, what's going on, guys? Okay. So, you're there for the last one. You got to be a little more hyped to be here, right? I mean, it starts in a couple weeks. Basketball's coming up, right? All right. Hey, guys, make sure you take that mic right there. You guys on the end will have that one. You guys will have that one, and you guys will have that one. So, guys, make sure you speak loud. I mean, your fans and friends and family are all listening, right? I mean, you can tune into RadioSafety.com. This is going to be archived, so you guys can hear it later. You can hear me and Jake make fools of ourselves and all, so... All right, so first of all, let's welcome you guys. Of course, this is, of course, Bogusiega, Bell Creek, and I'm getting tired here, Jake, and...
St. Pete.
Thank you.
Tough to find that one.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry, man. Anyway, guys, introduce yourselves. We're going to start with Bogey here. Introduce yourselves, what year and all?
I'm Greg Samuels, class 2026.
Keyshawn Andrews, class 2026.
Jalen Johnson, class of 2028.
Jarvis Pope, class of 2026.
Ymir Gaynor, class of 2026.
Najon Harris, class of 2028.
Happy
birthday to you.
Okay,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to Najon here on the Campus AP Post Connection here at Sunbash Media Day. Is there a cake? Is there a cake or no?
You just want a piece of
it. Oh, okay. All right. Yes, I do, of course. Sometimes I like cake. But anyway, happy birthday to you, buddy.
Thank you.
18 today? No?
16.
Okay.
Class of 28.
Oh, yeah. Jake, it's getting late. Okay. All righty. So, anyway, Jake, since you want to take the mic, go for it.
It's all good. Yeah, we'll start with Bogey. It's a new slate, new season. Everybody's 0-0. Practice starts next week. What are you guys most excited about that you saw this fall that is kind of clicking for your group? What's most exciting?
The most exciting part I've seen was like our relationship and our growth, like just hard working and stuff.
Same for you, Greg.
Yeah, the growth is, it's been good, you know, building relationships with each other, chemistry and stuff like that. We're all getting on the same page. And it's just really building a bond. But we've been growing good together, you know, creating a good family. So,
all right, you guys could use that mic actually right there. Right, yes. In front of me. There you go.
The thing I'm most excited about is how we click on the court. When we get on the court, we just always share the ball, make the extra passes, and make the plays we need to make.
I'll say the same thing, like how we click on the court. Our chemistry gets better every game, and we just play as a team.
I feel like our chemistry, I feel like just the most chemistry team we have. You know, we be with each other almost every day out of the week. So, I don't know, I think that's our strongest I've seen.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say us coming together as a team and having some new players step up for us definitely has been helping us grow in certain ways we haven't last year and years before. So, just us coming together and growing as a team.
All right, so all of you guys, you know, obviously, what have all you guys done to help bond and get closer as a team before the season starts? There's got to be some, you know, bonding during conditioning, before and after. What all have you guys done?
Like my coach said, we're big on family relationship, and every time we work out, he just lets us have freedom to just have fun, laugh, talk with each other. But we get work done, but we really bond over workouts. Some of us, you know, go to the gym together, hoop together. So some of us play the game together. So we really just bond on, off the court, during workouts, just whenever we're together.
I'll say the same thing.
All right. What about you guys? Come on.
For us, I would say it's the fact that we always do camps and all the team comes together for that stuff. Also, we had a Chipotle fundraiser where we came together and got the order situated.
I would say pretty much the same thing that he said. Chipotle.
Reciprocation there.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Like I said, we meet each other every day. We laugh and joke with each other almost every day. We on the phone all the time, so yeah.
Yeah, I would say we've been with each other all summer, hanging out and stuff, and basketball playing, working out, everything. So just us coming together as a group.
Awesome.
A lot of you guys have not played in the Sun Bash. I'll start with St. Pete because you guys, you know, have been in the last few years. What has been your favorite memory, and what are you most excited about this year? Starting with Najon.
My favorite memory, I would say, I only played 1 year, so probably when we beat Eastlake the first game.
Eastlake has left the building, but go for it. Keep going.
And the 1,000 points, the second game we played, I hit 1,000 points.
Well, I was going to say the exact same thing. You know, we had a bad first half, and Coach got on us at halftime, and then, you know, we came out, you know, and did what we should have did in the first half.
Well, great minds think alike on that one, so go ahead, guys.
And then for you guys, you know, what are you excited about most playing in your first Sun Bash?
I say the experience and the exposure. That's going to help me get to the next level.
I would say more or less that I want to make these memories as in do really good so I can look back on it for the next one that I'm in.
I would just say the atmosphere and the experience. That's all.
My favorite experience when I was at Eastlake, we played Calvary Christian. It was a good game, you know, at the end. But at halftime, we was down like 15-20. Coach got on us. We came back. But right after, Gibbs and Blake played, so that it was also packed for that game, too. Atmosphere was just crazy. It was just good energy. It was a good experience.
Well, that was standing room only. I remember being there. Jake, of course, was down there on the court. But, yeah, that was definitely a heated game, a fun game, and as you said, standing room only. So, all right, so, guys, I got to ask, you know, I've talked to these guys tonight. You guys probably know the one question I'm going to ask is, any of these three teams here, Have you guys formed a TikTok page? Have you guys, you know, are showing bogey basketball? Come on. Is there a bogey basketball TikTok page?
Nah, I mean, if that's what the people, I mean, we'll get y'all one, but right now we just got an Instagram and a Twitter.
Oh, what's the Instagram and Twitter?
BCHS Hoops.
Alrighty. Before we go.
No, we don't got a TikTok page. We only have an Instagram page. It's Bell Creek Boys Basketball.
That's it? All right, come on. Let's save you.
I mean, we don't have like a set TikTok, but we all be on TikTok.
Oh, so you guys are on TikTok.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that's a start, but it's only a matter of time. Remember, yeah. Coaches are going to be monitoring that too. So, all right, what about Instagram and Twitter?
I mean, I think we got Instagram and Twitter. I don't know the names.
SPH, yeah, basketball or something. Yeah.
I think it's both.
That's all right. Go for it.
I don't have anything else.
Oh,
did you guys eat here tonight?
Yeah, did you guys eat here tonight?
No.
What would
we,
you get if you
were to eat here right now? I'll probably get the honey barbecue wings with a side of onion rings.
Okay, all right, go for it.
I'll just get the mild wings.
I already ate here. I had the mango wings.
The mango, oh my God. Yeah. Coach recommended those. Yeah, mango wings. That's second.
I had a quesadilla.
Okay, even good. Okay.
I had some mild wings.
I had some garlic parmesan wings.
Oh, good choice there, man. Good. Good choice there on that one. So, alrighty.
I don't have anything else to add.
I have nothing else to add to it. Guys, I'm going to be there with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Of course, we're live streaming this show tonight. It's going to be archived on RadioSaintPete.com, so you can listen to me and Jake make fools of ourselves, mainly me, and get to hear everything that we got to talk about tonight, all the great stuff. You get to even hear coaches' interviews, which are always fun and all that. So once again, if you want to listen to it later, RadioSaintPete.com/archives. Guys, I can't wait for January 1st all the way to the 3rd. I'll be covering some of those games. I'll be commentating those games. It's going to be great to see some great moments. Standing room only games, too. Standing room only games. Chris Fergs is going to be down there sponsoring it as well. So we look forward to seeing you guys down there on January 1st through the 3rd. It's going to be a fun time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, I'm more excited right now. Come on, you guys got to be excited, right? Let's hear some noise. Nijon, it's your birthday, man. Everyone's saying happy birthday. There we go. There we go.
Well, we appreciate you guys. We'll let you get back to your homework.
Oh, well, Jake is taking on the role of principal now. All righty. Once again, that was, of course, Seeking High, Bell Creek, and, of course, Bogey. Bogey. It's always Bogey. So, Bogusiega, but Bogey. Come on. I was born here, Jake. All righty. So, well, Jake, you know, now it's just you and me.
Yeah, it's the quiet hour.
The quiet hour. Oh, come on, Jake. Hour. All right. Jake, I got to say, there was a nice audience. Guys, give a nice round of applause to your parents being down here tonight. There we go. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Guys, hey, Nijon, happy birthday, by the way. All righty. You know, Jake, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for this and all. I mean, it's going to be a lot. I mean, you are promising always a lively crowd with every Sunbash you have. I can't wait for it.
It's going to be fun. I like that roundtable discussion we had with the coaches. I thought some of them were really in-depth and,
oh yeah,
you know, different conversations.
Yeah, I mean, I love how they talked about the transfer portal. That's always been very important. It's become a very big conversation, especially with NILs now as well. So, you know, like I was talking about earlier, it's always about, when I look at NILs, the whole there's no I in team thing is gone. It's gone now. It's just a free-for-all, do what you want to do and all. So I didn't get your perspective on it. You've to ask other coaches, what's yours?
I mean, I kind of agree with most of them. To be honest, it's like, if you're a college coach, why would you take a chance on a high school kid when a college, you know, player is in the transfer portal, he's a grown man, he's got film. I view one as a draft pick, the other as a free agent. So the college player is a free agent, the high school player is a draft pick. So it's a little risky.
A little risky, take the risk, roll the dice, and hope for the best, expect the worst, unfortunately. So
yeah, jobs are on the line.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right. Well, once again, for this past few hours, you've been listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, streaming on RadioSaintPete.com, live from our own Body Armor Coca-Cola studios here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, voted number one America's favorite sports bar by a local sports bar by USA Today. Of course, we'd like to thank, of course, Sunbash with Hoop Vibes. I'm saying that right, Jake?
Sunbash Tampa, powered by the Hoop Vibe.
Okay, that's why I go to you, man. You got to make
right,
sure.
I'll be your editor.
All right, thank you. Once again, thank Hoop Vibe for being out here, of course. And the content will be up later. You can see that. It's going to be on where? By the way, the content will be where, Jake?
Instagram and Twitter. Hoop Vibe.
Hoop Vibe, okay. Just making sure, man.
You're good.
All right. Like I said, I got to make sure and all that. So once again, thank you all for tuning in tonight. Once again, this, of course, presented by Body Armor Coca-Cola. And, of course, once again, I would like to say thank you to our guy on the controls, Jake Magruder, and, of course, our social media gurus, Tristan Kennedy and his own father, Ray Kennedy, for being here tonight. Some of this stuff tonight will be posted on Instagram, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. You can also catch some stuff on Twitter. Of course, I'll probably be posting it later on mine at BradKRichard88. All right. So, anyway, once again, thank you for everyone tuning in tonight. Well, I'm Brad Richardson, along with Jake Perper and the rest of them. As Mike Ricker would say, have a good weekend. Well, we're not in the weekend yet, but have a championship week.